Joining us on the WBGO Journal is the president and CEO of the Alzheimer's Foundation of America and former New York State Senator Charles J. Fascillo. Great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me on, Doug. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. Now, for the past couple of years, you've had the National Educating America Tour, and you have an upcoming conference, educational conference, at Rutgers. How has the tour been going? The
tour has been enormously successful. We've had thousands and thousands of people that have been attending the conference, educating them, empowering them, letting them know that you don't need to go on this journey alone, that there is guidance, counseling, and support. So we educate people about Alzheimer's disease. We educate them about what they're going to expect if they're a caregiver or concerned about the memory themselves. But we also provide free memory screenings at the conference also.
Is it okay if I call you Chuck?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Chuck, tell us, you know, some alarming figures when it comes to more than 180,000 New Jersey residents alone are living with Alzheimer's disease and many others. We all know somebody that has either been involved with this or has had Alzheimer's disease. That's such an alarming figure, isn't it?
It is, and it's becoming, you know, better diagnosed but more prevalent in our society. You know, one of the things that's so critically important that our listeners need to know is that Alzheimer's disease is not a normal part of aging. So don't just be in denial that you see somebody who's aging and they're forgetting things and repeating themselves. When you see the signs of any age group of somebody experiencing memory loss or changes in behavior or their thinking and language skills, react right away, get them tested, bring them back to their primary care physician, and don't be in denial that this is just a part of their aging process.
One of the sessions in the upcoming conference is Unraveling Alzheimer's Disease with Dr. Peter Davies. Can you give us basically an update on what he's going to talk about? Where do we stand with the clinical trials and research for Alzheimer's disease?
Well, that's exactly what Dr. Davies is going to talk about. You know, there's approximately 2,000 trials going on in this nation right now, both for a cure and better treatment. So we want the public and those participants that attend the conference to understand the current state. And we feel it's critically important because there hasn't been any new treatment in the last two decades. And Dr. Davies is going to talk about what's on the horizon, what to expect, but so critically important that we give individuals hope that someday there will be a cure and someday there will be better treatment as well.
You know, it's not a usual step for a former state senator to become the CEO and president of a foundation that's dedicated to a cause like this. Obviously, when you were in the Senate, you handled many health issues. Obviously, this is also something that is very important to you personally.
It is. You know, my uncle right now is living with dementia and progressing. And, you know, I've grown up with family, friends whose loved ones have had Alzheimer's disease. So I just figured, Doug, I would take my experience on a national level. I was a state senator here in New York for almost 16 years dealing with many health issues. And when this opportunity came, I thought it was a way to educate individuals throughout the country, talk to them about the services that the Alzheimer's Foundation provides to help families and individuals living with the disease.
So being involved for so many years, what's the most frustrating thing about Alzheimer's disease for you and for the foundation?
Denial. People are in denial. You know, we get many calls to our helpline, which is 7 days a week, staffed by licensed social workers that are specifically trained in Alzheimer's and related dementias. Many times we get a call from, oh, I'm experiencing memory loss, or my loved one is. We won't hear from them for many months because they just think it's a normal part of aging and they're in denial. But there is a stigma attached to this. We try to break that all the time, especially in these conferences when they see caregivers get up on stage and talk about the journeys they're going through. But the most frustrating part is denial, and we always try to educate individuals about the signs to look for.
Safeguarding your home is another one of the session topics. It seems to be something that's very important to everyone.
Yeah, it's critically important that, you know, look, once Alzheimer's walks into your front door, whether it's you who's affected or the family as caregivers, it's critically important that you need to make your home safer, prevent wandering, reduce the risk of injury, adapt to the changes in behavior that a loved one is experiencing. And we educate individuals what to expect and how to safeguard the home. And Chief Gene Saunders, who's the founder and president and CEO of Project Lifesaver International, will be on hand to provide those tips.
For a long time now, you've had this toll-free helpline. You mentioned people calling in. What's been some of the more interesting or things that we should know, people calling and wanting to know about when it comes to Alzheimer's disease. What are people calling you about?
They're calling about experiences of that they're feeling themselves. You know, they're forgetting things, and they've had loved ones that have had changes in behavior. We educate individuals through the helpline on the signs to look for, and if somebody is experiencing memory loss, we always recommend they go to their primary care physician. Not all memory issues are attributed to Alzheimer's disease. Somebody could have a vitamin deficiency, a thyroid issue, suffering from depression, even sleep apnea. All are treatable, if not correctable.
Under your leadership, the organization has grown to 2,800 members. That means you're doing a good job, but it also means that people are realizing that this is a crucial issue that has to be addressed.
This is a national epidemic that the federal government needs to recognize. You know, for the first time, the federal government appropriated more than $2 billion. We applaud that. But it's not enough for research. And, you know, you look at the state of New Jersey where more than 180,000 people are living with Alzheimer's disease. And if you use a multiplier of three or four as caregivers, you see how prevalent it is in just your state. But throughout this entire country, you know, maybe 5.7 million people are living with this. And that's expected to triple by 2040, which, you know, seems a long time away, but it's not. It's right around the corner. And the federal government needs to do more for research, but individuals need to be better educated on what to expect and what the services are that can help them.
The television and film industry and social media, the programs that they put out, have they been more confusing or general? Have they been helping people learn what Alzheimer's is all about?
I think they've been better as time has gone on because this disease is not going away, and the education about Alzheimer's disease and the sensitivity I've seen in the movies better depicted than I have in the past.
So when people aren't sure and when you as a foundation see something that's, you know, giving out the wrong message, what do you do?
Well, we address it right away and make sure people are educated. And that's, you know, one of the intended purposes of the Educating America tour. We want to ensure that people have a greater understanding of Alzheimer's disease, know what's going on in the current state of research, and also know that there are places to turn to. You know, every single day I get calls from people. Well, I read that this can help me, that can help me, this can help me. Should I be doing this? Should I be doing that? We promote healthy lifestyles, and we want people to make choices to promote successful aging as well.
I'm so fascinated what the brain can do and what it remembers and what it doesn't. We still have so much to learn about this disease, don't we?
We do. We have so much to learn, and the unknown is really what is the greatest concern of researchers because they really haven't been able to pinpoint the causes and how to deal with it. But, you know, we always have to remember that every individual is different. And you know, Doug, we're on information overload. You know, from our iPhones to our computer to wherever we go is the news. Tomorrow's print news is old, what we hear on the radio all day long. That, you know, people have to be aware that there's almost so much that the brain can absorb.
Now, this is a free conference, and it'll take place at the Bush Student Center. That's on Bartholomew Road in Piscataway. How can people get involved?
Well, it's Tuesday, October 29th. They can call our office here at 866-232-8484. Or go online to our website, to the events calendar, and our website is alzfdn.org to register, or just show up. Conference starts, you know, registration starts at 9 a.m. I welcome everybody and give them an overview of the Alzheimer's Foundation. And then at 10 o'clock, Dr. Peter Davies starts the conference as our keynote speaker, and it goes all the way to 12:30. Encourage everybody to come, whether or not you're concerned about memory, whether you're a professional or non-professional caregiver, or you just want to be educated about Alzheimer's disease.
And another thing is, as people walk in, you can't determine if they suffer from Alzheimer's disease or they're just a family friend that wants more information, right?
Exactly. You know, this is all free. It's confidential. But one of the things we're offering, and we do this throughout the entire country, is we offer free memory screenings. It's 10 minutes, a series of questions and thinking skills, and you get a baseline score. It's always good for us to have a baseline score. You know, it's all too often we go for our annual physical, but we never get a checkup from the neck up, and we feel it's critically important to have that.
Now, that national toll-free helpline is 866-232-8484. That's 866-232-8484. Chuck, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, just that the conference again is Tuesday, October 29th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Rutgers University at the Bush Student Center. I hope everybody attends.
Charles J. Fischillo is the former New York State Senator and since 2014 the President and CEO of the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.